Grace to you all and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Every week, Emmanuel sends out an email to people on our email list with the announcements for the week, the peek at the week, sort of saying what's going on that particular week, and the worship responsibilities for each Sunday listed. If you didn't know that's what was in there, that's what's in there. But along with this email, I write a short message. We call it the email blurb that I have to turn in, usually having to do with whatever we're going to talk about that week, the topic of the sermon, or something special that's going on. Again, maybe you don't read it, but that's what it is. This last week, I had Amy, our secretary, send a picture that I had seen online that I thought was pretty funny. It was the three wise men sort of bending over Jesus in the manger, and one of the wise men said in the caption, it said, "Just to be clear, these gifts are for your birthday and Christmas." I think that's funny. So as I mentioned in the email, this is a real struggle for those of you who have birthdays around or on Christmas Day. But it's especially ironic, I think, because this predicament would actually never have happened in history. Why would it never have happened? Because nobody cared about Jesus' birthday and while he was still alive, okay? His birthday would have been like any other person's alive, certainly not a holiday celebrated worldwide. So what changed? Christmas only became a celebration after Jesus died and then was raised from the dead. It's a celebration because of Easter. During his life, nobody cared much about Jesus until he was an adult. His ministry only began when he was around 30 years old. And even then, it only lasted about 3 years. Hey, he was born, I mean, we say zero, right? Zero is like the when Jesus was born. That's how we number it in the calendars. He would have started his ministry around 30, year 30 about. And then by the year 33, he was dead. And then the Easter, raised from the dead. I mean, that's it. That was how long his life was. How do we know that Jesus wasn't famous during his teen years or growing up as a young boy? Because we do have a few clues in the Bible. In the first place, after his birth, we really only have one story about him being a boy, being a kid. And that was the one time he stayed behind in Jerusalem after his parents went home when he was 12 years old. After searching for him for 3 days, they found him in the temple where he told his mom and dad, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" That's about as snarky as Jesus gets, I guess, as a tween. "Why were you searching for me?" he says. We have this one sentence, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." That's the only sentence we have from that point on until he was being baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Growing up, Jesus just wasn't that big of a deal. We hear comments like the following when Jesus came to his hometown Nazareth to heal people. It says, "Where did this man," referring to Jesus, "where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? Aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where did this man get all these things?" If Jesus had been so important growing up, you would have thought someone in his hometown would have noticed. Instead, apparently, he had at least four brothers who were more well-known than he was. Finally, when Jesus called the disciple Philip to follow him, Philip found his friend Nathanael and told him all about Jesus. But Nathanael responded and said, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" It was documented in history that Nazareth was one of the lowest places on earth. One would think that if Jesus had made a name for himself early on, that someone might have noticed. So the reason we celebrate Christmas is because of Easter. Because after Jesus lived and was crucified, he was raised from the dead, and he returned with forgiveness on his lips and with this promise for all the rest of us. His resurrection gives us hope that when we die one day, and it's going to happen to all of us, we shall also be raised to a new life through faith in him. And this life that he gives is going to be eternal. In fact, do you know, because I did not, did you know when the first Christmas was celebrated? You might say the day Jesus was born. I get it. I hear what you're saying. But I don't normally think when someone's born, we don't call that their, like, we don't celebrate their birthday. It's just the day they're born. I'm asking, when was the first Christmas holiday or celebrated by more than just a few people? When did people start celebrating the day of Jesus' birth after his actual birthday? Because I think the answer might surprise you, at least it did me. According to the New Catholic Encyclopedia, the first recorded Christmas was in Rome on December 25th in the year 336. Like, that is a lot longer than I expected. Now, it said that as early as the second century, some Christians were celebrating the day of his birth, but like 300 years, that's a long time to wait to celebrate on a mass scale. And by the way, I kind of figured out why this happened. I looked a little bit more into it. But if you know the Emperor Constantine, he was the guy in charge, and he decided that everybody in his lands had to be Christians. He just sort of decided one day. And he got baptized right before he died. And he died in the year 337. First Christmas was in 336. So I have a feeling that's the connection. But in any case, I still think it's interesting that it took that long for people to really start celebrating Jesus' birth. Again, we would not be celebrating Jesus' birth today if he had just been a great prophet. Because we don't celebrate Isaiah's or Jeremiah's or John the Baptist's birthday. We would not be celebrating Jesus' birth if he had just been a great healer or a miracle worker either. In the book of Acts, many of the disciples performed acts of power in Jesus' name. And yet, how many of us celebrate Thaddeus' birthday or James' birthday? Oh, Thaddeus' birthday. I get it. Ha ha. Yeah, very nice. No, we're celebrating Jesus' birth today because Jesus was more than a great man or a great prophet. He is our Savior, And he is our Lord and our God. He is God himself. And he was born to save us from our sins. He was born to sacrifice everything he had to give us a new life, not just here on earth, but in heaven forever. And just to be clear, those gifts of life, forgiveness of sins, and salvation, they are for your birthday, and they are for Christmas, and they are for every other day that you live on this earth. Amen.